The Manx Lockton is a small, primitive, hardy sheep, which, as the name suggests, originated from and is strongly associated with the Isle of Man. They've got a rather attractive reddish brown fleece and normally a significant number of horns. There can be up to six of them, so they're quite spectacular when you see them.
And why do you think these rare breeds are in trouble?
There will possibly be an element of people just choosing not to register their stock because it is expensive and times are hard. We're also talking about really quite small numbers, so it doesn't take much for a few farmers to change their approach to have a significant effect on percentages. But I think it's as likely or more likely to be a commercial matter. It's harder to find markets for primitive sheep products unless you know what you're doing.
What does primitive mean in this context?
There are a list of breeds which came over from primitive times, by which I mean Vikings, Romans, Celts. They tend to look less like your stereotypical white fluffy sheep. There are some very good farmers, particularly in the Lake District and the West Country, who are making money out of primitive sheep breeds by building a brand based on those primitive qualities and the attractive story they tell.
If we lose these breeds, what do we lose?
A variety of things, I think. They do have a niche economic role. Farmers are going to have to find new ways of running their businesses as we're having to compete more on global markets with the ongoing uncertainty about the future of government support. There is money to be made if you can work out your business properly. Secondly, they are part of our native biodiversity. And then there's what the native breeds add to the landscape and just sort of quality of life. Many of them are interesting to look at. They're exciting. They've got an attractive history. They often have a strong sense of place, being bred to work on particular landscapes and habitats at particular altitudes. All of those would be lost if we lost those breeds.